listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to remind you to be fruitful. That was Paul's message to Titus in the last two verses of the brief letter that he wrote to him. Titus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15 say this, "And let our people also learn to maintain good works, to meet urgent needs, that they may not be unfruitful. All who are with me greet you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen." Now, these last sentences from Paul's letter to Titus give us a few final things to remember. We can look first at the goal that Christians may not be unfruitful. That's a double negative that basically tells us that God wants us to bear fruit as believers. The idea of fruit, or the opposite of it, being unfruitful, here is a poetic way to speak of a Christian life that brings forth good things. It's good for an apple tree to bring forth good apples. And it's good for a Christian life to show the fruit of the Spirit described in Galatians chapter 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Here, Paul says that we will not be unfruitful if we maintain good works and if we meet urgent needs. This gives us the opportunity to show forth the fruit of the Spirit. It's good for Christians to do good, and to do good in Jesus' name. We should not only start doing good works, but we should maintain good works. Keep on doing them. We should look for urgent needs and try to meet them in the name of Jesus. Now, this is another way that the wonderful letter to Titus encourages us to do good and to show the reality of our faith through such good works. We also see another way that the message of Paul and the message of James were not in contradiction, and that Paul also believed that real faith would show in real life. In the last verse of Titus, we are reminded of Paul's warm relationship with Christians all over the Roman Empire. He sent a greeting both to Titus and to the other Christians on the island of Crete. In this, notice this line, "Greet those who love us in the faith." We should be grateful for the people in our life who love us in the faith. We enjoy our bond as brothers and sisters in Jesus, a bond that can go deeper than even blood because it's in the faith. You know, I want to say thank you to all of those who love us, who love me in the faith. At the end of it all, Paul wrote, "Grace be with you all." Even though the letter to Titus had a lot of emphasis on practical Christian living, we can only live the way God wants us to when we walk in His grace. We're grateful for His grace and all that it gives us and all that it teaches us, and we long for His grace to be with us more and more. By faith, receive His grace today and for the coming week, and then be careful to maintain good works. You can think about that and live that out today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.